Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Ian is off this evening. So
city council meeting. Apparently there's going to be some discussion about the city taking money from the DEA that the DEA stole from one of the local head shops when they did some kind of raid back in March.
Interesting. Well, so it should be an interesting meeting, but he gets a night off anyway, so
right.
This is it. Good luck to him. What I wanted to do tonight was talk about, you know, on Free Talk Live, sometimes we talk about philosophical issues. Sometimes we talk about feet on the ground stuff. I'd like to talk about rights theory this evening.
Okay.
There is, you've got an article, apparently some politician, is that right?
Governor or might be former governor of Maryland. This happened before the election. I don't know if that seat was up for election this year or not, but yeah, politician.
Yeah, so a politician believes that Wi-Fi is a right.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who some people are saying is a potential Democratic White House contender in 2016, said in a recent interview that Wi-Fi is a human right. O'Malley, who is a two-term governor who has fundraised vigorously for Democrats running in midterm races this year, and some could argue whether or not that was beneficial or not, since they wound up losing the House and Senate. Well, they already lost the House, but they, you know, lost more seats in the House, the Senate.
Imagine the utter waste of campaign dollars. It's just money thrown at advertising for the purpose of a zero-sum game. If your candidate loses by one vote, you're out. That's it.
Well, more money wounds up getting spent every year on Halloween candy that I would say is an even bigger waste.
At least you get the deliciousness in your mouth.
No, because you're giving the candy to the other little annoying little people.
They get the deliciousness in their mouth.
Yeah, so I lose either way.
Don't give Halloween candy if you don't like it.
Right, I don't, but like, you know, it's expected that I do it. So if I don't do it, then I'm some sort of grouch, and if I do it,
I wind up
losing money.
You're a grouch anyway, as evidenced by the fact that you said little annoying people. I don't need any more evidence. Go ahead.
Well, most kids are little annoying people. But anyway, O'Malley, who has been doing campaign fundraising, told somebody on CNN recently that he can relate to his 20-something daughters, saying, quote, "I'm noticing a generational shift. While baby boomers were led to believe that sometimes our prosperity comes from separating from others, people under 40 believe that it will come from being closer to others." O'Malley said young people are no longer following the path of older generations who specialized in certain skills to attain a comfortable suburban life. Quote, "Young people have flipped that on its head. Younger people are choosing to live in cities. They realize that connections to each other are making us better. That Wi-Fi is a human right. That proximity is important to entrepreneurship, access to capital and talent, and diversity."
Young people have always lived in cities. Mary Tyler Moore was about a young woman moving to the big city. Nothing unusual.
Little House on the Prairie, they didn't live in the city. They lived in the middle of nowhere.
Those aren't young people.
They were young.
Who?
The kids.
The kids were still kids.
Right, and kids are young.
Uh-huh.
Ergo, young people don't always live in the city. Sometimes they live in the middle of nowhere in a little house on a prairie.
This is the best you can do. No, what I'm trying to say is the new modern condition, leaving out, I don't know, 18th century people looking for more freedom or something, going blind constantly.
Dying of dysentery.
Whatever it is that they're doing. Much more interested in the people in, you know, this century. And I'd say young people probably were moving as immigrants to bigger cities like New York
right,
and Boston.
Because generally that's where the jobs are. So people want to live close to where they work. I don't know many people that enjoy traveling 3 hours, you know, every day to and from work.
Well, indeed. And so, anyway, that really doesn't have anything to do with the Wi-Fi, I suppose. But it's really amusing that this guy would... If Wi-Fi is a human right, does that mean that all of the humans prior to the invention of the Internet were somehow... unwired Internet, were deprived of this human right that they had? Or is this a new human right now that Wi-Fi has come around?
I don't know, but here's my question. Just because something is a human right, and we can argue all day, you know, what human rights are. Some people would say, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Other people would throw in free speech, the right to bear arms, education, you know, medical care. So the question then becomes, just because you have a right to something, does it mean that someone else must pay to provide that right to you?
Yeah, I think that's a misuse of the term right.
Because,
anyway, let's go to the phones here. We got Christian Anarchist calling in. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, what's on your mind? Unless it's another Christian Anarchist. Gene, are you there? I got the phone pot up. Going once, going twice. Let's put him on hold. Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know what happened with my phone.
It might not have been you.
But nothing was happening.
What's
on
your mind?
Well, I want to talk about Free Talk Live. You know, I've listened to Free Talk Live for a long time.
When do you think you started?
Oh, I don't know, 2005, I think.
I think so, too.
And I want to call out Ian. You listening, Ian?
He is maybe listening. He may listen later.
Oh, he's not even there?
No.
He's at a city council meeting tonight.
Oh, darn it.
You could talk about human rights instead.
Is listening to Free Talk Live a human right?
No, but, you know, I've called Saturday, and, you know, it's Free Talk Live, so it's supposed to be all about being able to say what you want to say, right? And, of course, I recognize that Free Talk Live is intellectual property. It's owned by Ian. He can do whatever he wants to with it. I recognize that. But I think it's kind of petty and maybe a little bit anti-Free Talk Live when I call in and at the end of what I have to say, I say Merry Christmas. And guess what? I go back and download the archive. Somebody has edited out Merry Christmas, and I know who that somebody is.
That's not what happened. Whatever occurred, it may have been that your call was dropped before you heard said Merry Christmas. It may be that something. I can assure you that Ian did not take the time to go through the automated downloading and archiving of the show to edit out your second Merry Christmas, because I know your first one got in.
The other possibility, then, is that he hit the dump button live on the air and it didn't even go out over the broadcast. I don't know, because
I
wasn't listening to the broadcast.
Right. If it's not in the archive, then it wasn't on the air.
Okay, yeah. So then he hit the dump button.
Nope, the dump button does not control the archive. So if you were to drop the F-bomb right now, the F-bomb would go on the archive, but it would not go out over the air.
He must have hung up the phone as you were saying Merry Christmas.
That's my guess.
And he didn't realize that you were saying something.
There's no conspiracy theory in this one.
Because you can hear me talking after I said Merry Christmas, and there's a little silent spot there where it was dumped out, and actually... the silent spot is too short for Merry Christmas, so it was actually edited. You can download it yourself and look at it, or I can play it.
I'd be stunned if that was the case, because didn't you say Merry Christmas when you called in at the beginning of the call, too?
No,
and I
didn't.
Said Merry Christmas in response.
No, you were thinking of somebody else. I did not.
No, I'm not.
Now, well, what's
nobody
going to be...
called in and said Merry Christmas to me this year.
Well, what's going to be interesting, Mark, is... since one of us is going to be uploading the archive tonight, if for some weird chance that it's not in the archive when people download tomorrow, then something happens.
Yeah, all six Merry Christmases will be edited out.
you should call in and talk to him about it later because
he'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't believe it for a second. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Daryl.
Yeah, that's right, Lauren, rolling in here. you know, it's snowy out on the roads of New Hampshire. And
well, I've had a busy day, Mark.
Okay.
You know, it's been a crazy day.
All right. It's fine.
Plus, I'm so important. I have so many important things to do.
Here's an important thing to do is check out In Freedom's Cause. It is the Liberty Gift of the Season. It is it's a 2-CD set of audio. And this isn't just your average story. This is, it sounds like a movie that's been ripped to CD. It's really awesome. There is no movie that's attached to it, but you'd think it was. It's like a movie playing out on your mind.
I heard Ian listening to this a couple of weeks ago, and I thought he was watching a movie really loudly.
Yeah. It's got big name actors and actresses, James Cosmo of Braveheart, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey. So big names, a big production value. It has its own score that was produced for it. It is historically accurate in that, you know, I mean, there's a fictional aspect. There's two young people in it that you sort of you watch progress through the story. But you get historically accurate occurrences as opposed to, say, Braveheart, which is kind of like the historically, mildly touching on accuracy, the meanderings of the mind of Mel Gibson. I love the pagan king part, as though Longshanks was a, you know, not Christian.
Well, and something that's interesting about the Braveheart was it wasn't necessarily all from the mind of Mel Gibson. There is an old Scottish folk tale that is similar, but it's recognized in Scotland as being an inaccurate representation of history.
I see. Well, the hanging of the chiefs occurs at an entirely different part of Braveheart than it does in history. In Freedom's Cause. Anyway, go take a look. You can get, there's a great deal for Free Talk Live listeners. You can get 50% off. There's a family 4-pack. It's infreedomscause.com. You're going to love this. The kids in your life are going to love it. You buy the family 4-pack. You get 4 gifts to give out. It's an awesome deal. Infreedomscause.com. Use coupon code FTL to save 50%. Infreedomscause.com. Coupon code FTL. Wi-Fi's are right.
Yeah, so that's the claim by Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who apparently is, you know, going to no longer be governor as of January.
I can't say I miss him after this.
Don't know if there's, you know, term limits there in Maryland or if he lost an election, but, you know, he's not going to be governor anymore. But they said that Wi-Fi is a human right. Talking about young people, let me go back and reread the full quote. Young people have flipped that on its head, that being, you know, moving out to the suburbs. Younger people are choosing to live in cities. They realize that connection to each other are making us better, that Wi-Fi is a human right, that proximity is important to entrepreneurship, access to capital and talent and diversity. There is an opportunity there for us as a nation to embrace that new perspective. And apparently, the United Nations declared internet access a human right in a 2011 report saying that internet facilitates the realization of a range of other human rights.
So this is what I want to talk about. Is Wi-Fi a right? And not just Wi-Fi, but to me, a human right, a right is a function of ownership. I own my body, therefore I have the right to use it. I have the right to dance on my own property, if that's what I wish to do, or the property of somebody who allows dancing, for instance, or sing.
Or public property.
Believe in my own mind, whatever religion I wish to believe, and, yes, and those sorts of things. Those are rights.
Yep.
And that was a right for the first human who walked on two legs, first hominid that walked on two legs, and it's the right now. But I believe that you can't have a right of Wi-Fi today if the first hominids didn't have a right to it, too.
I would argue with you, Mark.
Go ahead, please do.
All right, here we go. All right, so hear me out.
I'm listening.
All right. So a right is not necessarily something that you are granted access. It's just if you acquire it, you can use it. It's like a gun.
Right.
So you're not given the gun. You're just, you know, you're allowed to have a gun and use it.
Right, but education is a right, and we're told that, you know, we are supposed to be forced to pay and provide that
you're
for other people.
Yeah, you're arguing the other point. That's not the point I'm arguing.
Well, the point that I'm arguing is that if some rights are supposed to be paid for by force, then why are other rights, such as the right to bear arms, the right to clean water, you know, those are things that the chairman of Nestle says that I don't have a right to clean water.
I mean, I think we can all agree that rights should not be paid for by force. I mean,
okay.
But I'm going to argue the other point, which is the more important point, which is against Mark's point.
Go ahead.
So you're stating that because the Neanderthals, who didn't know about the Internet.
Neanderthals.
Oh, God. Really?
Jeez.
Yes.
Jeez, Daryl. Okay, anyway, this is going to be a really interesting show. So, nitpicky Daryl.
Neanderthals did not have internet.
So, therefore, present-day individuals don't. Now, I would argue...
That Neanderthals were not actually human, so therefore they were not to be given human rights?
Because it exists now, no. Because it exists now, you therefore have a right to access it. Here's the thing, is that the Internet holds information.
Okay.
And information is important to life sustainment, especially information that a huge population has access to.
Okay.
If you don't have access to information that most people do,
uh-huh,
you are at a severe disadvantage in regards to life sustainment. Now, again, keep in mind that it is like the gun. We don't give it to you. You have to purchase it yourself, but you do have a right to use it because it is necessary for life sustainment. Knowledge is very necessary for life sustainment.
I would say that that falls in the realm of, you know, I can believe you have the right to drive your car if you own your car,
yes,
but that's not, I think that that's a, it's not a human right in the sense that
you have a right to travel.
Ownership and really has, you have a right to travel.
I'd say it falls in the negative rights category. I would say that it's not like, you know, you have a right to, you know,
be
given food. I mean, because that's, you know, paid for by somebody else. But that's the thing, is that if you pay for it, you have a right to use it.
You have a right to eat, but you don't have a right to food. You have a right to surf your internet, but you don't have a right to internet, I guess is what I would say. Is you know, like this falls into the category of what you have the right to do because you have purchased it. Rights, to some extent, when people think about them, are, I deserve this for free. Like, that's the
footnote. Well, then they're thinking about rights wrong. There's positive and negative rights.
Right.
I would say as long as you're considering negative rights, in the negative rights aspect, you do have a right to the Internet. In the positive rights aspect, you don't.
You have to tell what
Internet
positive and negative rights are.
I'm sorry. Negative rights are that which are just the right to not have things done to you. Positive rights are those in which some action must be taken in order for you to obtain that thing.
Right. If I have the right to medical care, then somebody in medical has to give me that service.
Somebody has to give something up for a positive right.
Okay. What do you think? Wi-Fi a right? What are human rights? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here.
That's scary.
Yeah, it could happen. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Daryl, a.k.a. the Emperor of the Universe.
Is that so?
Oh, I decreed myself that a long time ago. I just hardly ever actually use it. But since she's doing the AKA thing, I will.
You know,
too.
If we could just call ourselves anything at this point, since, you know, that's already what the state's doing anyway. So I now declare myself ruler of the world. You're all free. Do whatever you want.
As long as you refer to me as Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz, it's fine.
Okay, man.
You're all free. Do whatever you want.
Coffee.freetalklive.com if you want to get a free pound of coffee. There we have shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica bean coffee. It is, it's great coffee. I drink it every day. And the one bad thing about BuzzBox coffee is it will ruin you for regular coffee. Go there, get a free pound, check it out. We're not just giving away a free pound of coffee. It's a subscription program. You can cancel it at any time, get your free pound and go if that's what you want to do. But if you continue to get your coffee there, not only will you have all your little coffee problems solved with a new upgrade in coffee, but you will be helping us help people around the world. Because for every 10 people who get their coffee per month at Kiva, we're able to give another microloan through Kiva.org. And I just gave out three more yesterday. It was pretty exciting. And it's
coffee. So you're now into the B countries.
I am into the B countries. Coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound of coffee. You pay the shipping, we'll pay for the pound. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Richard calling in from California, listening on LRN.fm. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on? I've listened to your show for a while, and I was really impressed by Daryl's parking ticket trial, you know?
Which one? I've had a couple.
Well, you won the one where, like, Ian was, like, kind of being rude to the – well, he wasn't being rude, but he was like, yeah, nice try, ladies. Like, that one where you won on the meter calibration.
Are you saying that Ian sounded smug in dealing with someone?
No, I mean, I would never suggest that, but...
Really?
Something.
I will.
Well, yeah, I...
Good, then I can be first.
Yeah, well, how is he doing, though? Like, because he did a whole bunch of stuff, and then they had that, like, special unit dude, like, roll up at his house and take him away for voter fraud. And so how's he doing? He's got like a 12 or 14 month prison sentence over his head, and I mean,
it wasn't voter fraud; it was unsworn falsifications and prohibitions of the motor vehicle code because he had two valid identifications.
Basically, because the government bureaucrat helped him to violate some obscure aspect of the law.
Around the same time that his name was officially changed, and he went to go get an identification, and they said, well, we need all of these other documents that you provided us originally that have been changed with your new name. And Ian said, I don't have any of those. And so then he went back the next day with the old name and got the identification card. And they said, well, you lied to us on one of these two forms.
So that's the idea. Beat on him and they lit him up pretty much.
Yeah.
So he's got like 12 or 14 months hanging over his head. And
yeah, it's a suspended sentence.
Just by his voice, I don't think he would do all that good on the inside. Mark knows.
Well, he spent 60 days in jail for the...
Yeah, but that's county.
I don't think he'd do anything more than county anyway.
Yeah, they don't put you in the state prison. They don't put you in state prison unless it's for longer than 1 year.
Right. But with that over his head, like, how's he doing? Like, how's he handling all that? Like, that would be a lot for me to handle.
Doesn't seem to affect him.
It's not the first time that he's had one or more years hanging over his head.
Ian spent more than half of his adult life with a suspended sentence over his head due to civil disobedience. I really don't think there's a problem.
All right. Well, I appreciate the show and everything. And
thanks. What about the parking ticket?
He just wanted to congratulate me on winning.
Okay,
That is just awesome. And you know, there's a town like when I go to the like we live hours from the coast, but when we go to the coast, they have a meter witch there, and she like preys on the like mostly it's the people working at the place, but then they hit the tourists, and you know, I'm a tourist. If I get a parking ticket, I never come back. But I've been sharing your video with people who deal with the meter witch, and I've got a toddler in the back. But
I hear, yeah.
I've been sharing the video of just take it to court, you know? And if enough people do it, maybe they'll just cut the meters down. Because where I live, we don't even have traffic lights or parking
meters.
Well,
what they do a lot of times for people that aren't labeled activists, if you go and request a court date, then they'll just throw it out.
Dismiss it, yeah, to save their time. And that's what I'm trying to share with some of the people that you know, live in the city.
That's the plan.
Well, I mean, we don't have traffic lights or parking meters, and we don't really have any problems. Like, we don't have horrendous accidents, and, you know.
Well, there has to be a way to manage parking, but I just don't think that meter maids are necessarily the way to do it. Richard, I thank you for the call. You know, I mean, it seems like a lot of money. A lot of places, parking enforcement's running in the red. But what was this about your trial that was so awesome?
Okay, so I got a ticket about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. And what had happened was the meter did not give me the amount of time that it should have. Like, you know, the clock ran a little fast. And I should have had another couple of minutes on the meter.
Uh-huh.
And got the ticket, and I took it to court, challenged it. They couldn't prove what time I put money in, what time it expired, any of that, because, you know, they don't calibrate these things.
Okay.
They actually will tell you somebody had filed a Freedom of Information request asking for calibration records and got back, we don't have that document. We don't calibrate our meters. And they couldn't prove in court that they calibrated. They couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that I was guilty. So
the judge
said not guilty.
I do have a question for you.
Yes.
Did you use protection when you effed the state?
No. No, I did not.
Uh-oh.
Wi-Fi.
Uh-oh.
You too.
Yeah, so I think we're pretty much done with the article about it, but not the overall discussion. Because I think that this really opens up a bigger discussion, and I had mentioned briefly about the chairman or CEO of Nestle a couple of years ago saying that you do not have a right to clean water.
And I think that's a really interesting question. You know, what are rights? What aren't they? I think I know. I think I've got it nailed down. But a lot of people do not agree with me.
If you can acquire it, you can use it. I think that's what a right is.
Well, I would turn this around because
you acquire it legally.
The yes. reason that he said this
don't steal
was because
steal the
there were allegations that Nestle was polluting the water.
Sure.
And he said, well, people don't have a right to clean water. So I would turn it around and say that nobody has a right to pollute the water.
Yeah, I think you're responsible for your actions that affect other people. So if for instance, I buy a piece of property that's down. Well, I'd love to hear it, Lauren, but let me put the analogy up. So Daryl and I live on a mountain. I live in the lower part of the mountain. Daryl lives in the higher part of the mountain.
Okay.
Water collects as it runs down the mountain into a stream that turns into a or into a brook that turns into a stream or whatever.
Well, it would if I didn't have 50-gallon buckets off the side of my roof collecting rainwater.
That may be the case. You may affect my water that comes
down. So therefore,
down.
You
but
only
really
have...
there's really nothing you can do to stop water from rolling down that mountain. You can use water. You can pump it into the ground. At some point or another, it still rolls down the water. Whether it's on top of the ground or underneath the ground, it's rolling down that mountain.
Unless it's in my 50-gallon bucket.
But yes, until you use it, and then you have to go elsewhere. I have more questions here, and try to get one of them past Daryl. 855-450-3733. Your questions about rights or comments or anything else, for that matter. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Daryl. 855-450-FREE. You're going to do some shopping this holiday season. Please do that shopping online, the online shopping you do, through shop.freetalklive.com, whatever online shopping you do.
Using your human rights Wi-Fi.
That's right, the Wi-Fi that you have a human right for. Is all you have to do is go there. It's shop.freetalklive.com, whether it's Amazon, Walmart. We've got a few other links there. When you do your shopping there, gives us a little spiff in the process. It's shop.freetalklive.com. You get the same service, the same pricing, the same everything. Shop.freetalklive.com. So we are talking, I had an analogy going here that we're talking about human rights. And I would say that, let's see, Daryl lives on a mountain. I live on the same mountain. He lives upstream from me. The water rolls down the mountain from him to me. And then one day he decides the best thing he can do with his human waste is to begin dumping it into the stream. So the stream that I had been enjoying and perhaps even, you know, had a dug well and was
even living off of it.
Yeah. Drinking. And I've had a dug well at a house before.
Sustainment. Yeah.
And so now he's decided to sort of change the conditions of things and begin dumping sewage in the
water. Well, 1,000 miles downstream, wells are pooing in the water.
Right.
What's the difference?
And Daryl doesn't think that you have a right to do this.
So you have if you use a septic system and put things through a leach field, you have created a giant water filter. And I will agree with you that all water comes from space and has been here, potentially 3 billion, 2 billion, a billion years ago.
It's gross, in other words.
It's the product that has been through fishes and animals and all
it's
kinds of
full
things.
Full of dinosaur pee.
That's exactly right. But it's been filtered to the point that we would consider it to be consumable, whereas just dumping some raw sewage a few feet up the line, not so consumable, makes for a big problem.
And you would argue that he doesn't have a right to do this.
That's an aggression against me and my property.
I would argue that he does.
Daryl, what do you think?
I would say that no, and the analogy that I made about, you know, wells pooing in the water, That was a joke. Like, I certainly don't think that, you know, if it's a small creek, that, no, I don't have the right to put my human waste in it.
Let me tell you.
The Mississippi River, then, you know, yeah, I'm going to pee in the Mississippi River if I'm swimming.
So, apparently size matters. Now, I'm going to tell you.
Don't let anybody tell you it doesn't.
Says the lady.
I'm going to tell you that A, size does not matter. It's the motion of the ocean.
No. The reason that I mentioned the size of the body of water is because then we're talking parts per million.
It literally is, because actually, running the moving water actually is cleaner. But anyway, the point is that you have a right
parts per million
to dump. You have a right to dump water down that stream that's flowing into your neighbor and even maybe keeping them alive. Now, here is the thing. Here's the big caveat to that. Now, remember, there may come a time when your neighbor controls a resource that you two share, or you need help from your neighbor. Guess how your neighbor is going to respond if you polluted his stream?
Poorly.
You have a right to do it because it is on your property and you are able to use the water.
But once it goes
off
your property, that's when I say that you have then polluted my property.
Yes, but it went through your property first.
Okay.
Now, you have a right, but it is already internally incentivized for you not to do it. Any rational person would not do it. Just like any company, any rational company in a free market system, a truly free market system, would never pollute the water because the ramifications of the market would be so bad and severe, especially with the technology of the internet. The word would spread. It would be vast. You would lose your company if you polluted water. BP would be gone.
Yeah,
but they're protected by the government. So they're still around because they can screw up as much as they want.
BP
and the government
protected
will save their butts.
Because of Exxon. Most people don't realize that.
And Exxon is protected by the government, too.
Right, but when the Exxon Valdez incident happened, there were no federal caps on how much an oil company was, you know, limited to what they had to pay if an incident happened. After the Exxon Valdez incident, Congress decided, oh, well, we can't have them paying all of the money, so we're going to cap it. And because of the Exxon Valdez, the Congress put a cap, and that cap stayed the same. So when the BP Deep Horizon thing happened, then the amount that BP had to pay for cleanup,
a federal source taxing people or penalizing people through money is not a good way to do things either, because then the rich people get to do whatever they want. It's about when you have to answer to the market, your funds that you are receiving are directly affected. The market is always a harsher mistress than the government will ever be, because people are mean. And if you do something wrong that they don't like and you don't please the market, you don't bow down to the majesty that is the market, you are dead in the water.
Well, so I want to talk about
that polluted water.
That you just polluted. And that's why you're dead, because
I want to know why you have the right to pollute water that's on your land as it's flowing through. It's kind of like air and water. I mean,
anything is on your property, you're allowed to do with it as
you
please.
Anything
is on your property.
People?
Technically, it is your property. If they don't like what you have to do, what you're going to do to them on their property, you probably shouldn't be on their property.
Okay, so hold on. Are you defending?
You can shoot somebody for coming on your property.
Hold on.
You can kill somebody.
Are you defending people that have rape dungeons? Because they are bringing people onto their property,
and they are doing what they please to them. People on there involuntarily. Now, if the person had come on voluntarily and they had raped them, then, you know,
this is
really
crazy.
That person's fault. It is really, 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 really a creepy conversation.
You're only allowed to use force commensurate with the aggression that's been brought against you. So if somebody, a little girl comes onto your property to pick flowers, for instance, this is a small level aggression, and you're not allowed to, you know, you're allowed to escort her off, call her parents.
The Wednesday night co-host has written a blog that says that you're well within your rights to put a bullet in her head.
You could. And that's the thing, is you are in your rights. However, remember, the ramifications for your action, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. The market, the people that you are surrounded by are going to not only ostracize you, but make your life very difficult. If you go on their property, anybody's property, within that radius, and you shot a little girl that was just picking flowers, I highly predict that you are going to receive about the same treatment.
So are you defending
my property if I were you?
Are you defending the ability to homestead a circle around someone's house to prevent them from leaving their property?
What?
No, because in this case scenario, I'm assuming that there is no public property, and therefore all property is owned. So you could literally not leave your property without entering someone else's property.
Daryl, just to, in defense here, the fact is that Free Talk Live is an open forum so that we can have lots of different ideas. I don't agree with this at all, but, you know, anybody can bring on any opinion they want and call in with it.
Oh, I'm not saying that she can't have her opinion. I'm just trying to find out what she's over
here
supporting.
Do you really disagree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
So water goes through your property. It is on your property. It is not part of your property. So therefore, when you pollute it, you are willingly and knowingly polluting my property, which is downstream. And it's the same with air. You know, I just turned on my mustard gas machine, and I only put mustard gas on my property. Sure, it wafted out into other people's property and killed all of them and their kids and their livestock and whatever. But it's not really that big of a deal. Now, it's an untenable position. So, no, I do not.
It would be akin to saying, you know, I'm going to put up these targets, and I'm going to target shoot on my property. Granted, the target is 3 inches away from Mark's property line. Mark's house is 5 feet from the property line. The target is right where his bedroom window is. I'm just target shooting. It's not my fault that I shot Mark and his family. I was just target shooting.
Mark, what would be the response you would give if somebody polluted your water, since they don't have a right to do it?
What
should be the ramification?
Mostly, I just want them to stop. After that, we can discuss
any damages. But that's just it. They don't want to stop. They think they have a right.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida packages available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.